The simultaneous is formed from the successive, and this is so in all things, both in the natural and in the spiritual world, in general and in particular, for everywhere there is a first, a middle, and a last, the first passing through the middle and proceeding to the last. So when we talk about successive and simultaneous order, we are talking about the structure of reality itself. This is something that is found in everything that exists. So far as our particular text goes, though, what we are focused on here is this structure as it relates to the sacred scripture itself, or to the word itself. So we have this concept of something that is successive and simultaneous. So when we think about the successive elements, we are talking about things existing on a vertical plane, whereas when we're talking about what is simultaneous, we are talking about things that exist on a horizontal plane. And the horizontal plane mirrors the vertical plane. And that is shown or illustrated in the text through this idea of a column which steps down. So you have different levels of this column. One way of thinking about this is like a three-tiered cake. So what we have at the highest level is what is termed what is celestial. And the celestial is a column which runs from what is highest to what is lowest. And the lowest, in terms of a horizontal configuration, will become what is inmost, what is at the center. So if we take the next level down, we have what is termed the spiritual level. And so now you have the celestial level and the spiritual level. And the celestial level is present in the spiritual level, but it is not one with it. They are distinct elements. So they do not merge into each other, but the spiritual comes from the celestial. And the same law applies where the natural is concerned. So you have these three levels on a vertical scale. So what is highest, what is middle, and what is lowest or most exterior. So you have the highest descending through the middle into the lowest, the most exterior level. And so these planes are discrete levels. So the highest does not become the middle, but is present in the middle, and the middle arises from the highest or the inmost. And the same goes for what is exterior. So what we have here in this successive order and what relates to our sense of the word is this idea of celestial, spiritual, and natural. But you could equally have here end, cause, and effect, being, becoming, existing, love, wisdom, or use. So this structure is the structure of reality itself, having come forth from the Lord. And this in the text is termed as successive order. So successive order becomes simultaneous order. So the middle column, if you like, what is highest, is found to be at the center of the lowest if we view it from the underside. So we're talking about the successive order becoming simultaneous order now. So in terms of that, what we see then is that what is celestial or highest becomes what is inmost, what is spiritual or the middle remains as the middle, and then what is natural binds it all together. And so what we see there is that what exists in terms of successive order becomes simultaneous order when viewed on the same plane. So just with regard to that idea, Just reading from number 38, it says, successive order is like a column with steps from highest to lowest, while simultaneous order is like a work coherent in concentric circles from the center even to the last surface. We will now state how successive order becomes in the ultimate or last form simultaneous order. It becomes so in this manner. The highest things of successive order become the inmost of simultaneous order, and the lowest things of successive order become the outmost of simultaneous order, just as if a column of steps were to sink down and form a coherent body in a plane. So I'll just point out here that you come across this arrangement time and time again so far as the heavenly doctrines are concerned. And this structure is critical to understanding the notion of what's often termed as discrete degrees. Simultaneous and discrete degrees is other terms that are used for this structure. But in this case, the text is wanting to build our sense of how the word itself is structured. So speaking of the letter of the word in number 39, it says, from this it may be evident that the word is the word itself in its sense of the letter. For within this there resides spirit and life. This is what is meant by what the Lord says. The words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. That's from John 6, verse 63. And just reading further on and commenting on this, the text has this to say. So this is from number 39. The Lord spoke his words before the world, and in the natural sense. The spiritual and the celestial senses are not the word without the natural sense, which is the sense of the letter. For they are like spirit and life without a body. And they are, as has been said above in number 33, like a palace which has no foundation. So those statements about the spiritual and celestial senses being separated from the natural sense or not having a natural sense clearly indicate that they are not the word. And the reason they're not the word is because the whole purpose of the word is to regenerate the human mind. And there is no way that the human mind is able to grasp spiritual and celestial realities unless it is led into them gradually. And therefore, a word that has a natural meaning that we can engage with is needed before the spiritual and the celestial senses can be revealed.